This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The spin and gyrations being performed by pro-abortion groups in the wake of convictions against Kermit Gosnell are simply stunning. Some of this is understandable, as it is probably smart to keep considerable distance from convicted felons who practice in your trade, but while pro-abortion groups are quick to condemn Kermit Gosnell with even greater speed, they say it is imperative that we have more access to unregulated abortion. NARAL Pro-Choice America was quick to condemn regulations crafted to stop what happened with Gosnell's abortion business. Meanwhile, the New York Times is apparently very confused about some very basic biology. The Times reports that abortion practitioner Kermit Gosnell was found guilty of killing fetuses. Never mind that these were clearly babies, the Times piece blurs reality in 6 different references to the babies as fetuses, even to the point of misquoting defense attorney Jack McMahon's contentions in court. This is Life News Radio. For those who need healing, taking the time to heal, making the effort to heal, seldom seems worthwhile. The problem is, we repeat behaviors unless we heal. Far too often, women with a past abortion find themselves powerless to stop the cycle. If you or someone you know is in need of healing after an abortion, visit rachelsvineyard.org or call 877-HOPE-FOR-ME. Catholic and other pro-life supporters from many countries got a pleasant surprise Sunday as Pope Francis addressed and even participated in Italy's March for Life. Pope Francis also took opportunity to plug the Vatican's own pro-life conference in June. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.